Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and yeah, good evening. It's Pastor Jay Rouse here, and you're listening live on air to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show here, courtesy of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And I pray that today, Wednesday, June the 18th, 2014, finds you truly blessed and highly favored. Amen. Praise God. It's so good to be back with you all. And so good to see so many of you are back. Because I tell you, sometimes life can be a little rough, and sometimes, well, we don't always make it through to the next day, amen. And so for that reason, we need to be grateful. I know that we've had some horrible storms across North America. America. And so we're praying for those people in Nebraska who literally experienced a double tornado. And I saw the pictures on the news, and you could see both tornadoes spinning side by side. And I think when it comes that close and there's two of them, you really don't have anywhere to run. You just got to start praying that the Lord will keep you and sustain you. Amen. And so we lift them up. And also just north of Toronto here in Ontario, we know the town of Angus has suffered quite a bit of damage. And we're praying and we're thankful that nobody was seriously injured, because it looks really, really devastating. And I don't know, I was laughing and making a joke earlier with somebody because they were saying about being in a tornado alley. And I thought about my drive to Georgia, and when it was pouring rain, heavy, heavy, heavy rain, and we were driving through, and we were in Kentucky because we had to pull over at a truck stop because it was raining so hard you couldn't see a thing. And we thought, wow, this is just some serious weather. And I noticed while we were sitting there at the counter, we figured we'd wait a little while for the rain to stop. And we started talking to a truck driver, and he said, oh, yeah, this rain will be going all night long. He said, it's going to get worse. We're already on a tornado watch. And we just kind of looked at him and didn't think anything of it. And he says, oh, yeah, they run through here regularly. That's all he had to say, because we move so fast. We look like cartoon characters just rushing out of that place. I think they might not have even seen how fast we move, like speed of lightning, or as they would say, flash. We got back in the car. We started calling everybody we knew, and we just drove, and we prayed. And I mean, we prayed. Praise God. And I tell you, it's always a blessing to not only be able to say a prayer, but how much more powerful can it be when you could call on others and ask them to pray you through. Amen. And that's what we like to do here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Praise God. We've got an exciting show ahead of us. We've got some serious updates, even some live recorded music directly from the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards that we attended and covered on Saturday. We'll also be posting some photos for you to take a look at. I want to just give a quick shout out to all the organizers that did such a wonderful job. Special shout out to Howard and to my girl Sharon. Praise God. But before we get moving, yes, 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 the world is playing soccer, or football as the Europeans would know it as. And you can't help but missing seeing all the interesting international matches going on, and they're going on as we speak right now. But last week, we kicked off our show with songs from FIFA World Cup from 2010. We talked about some of the new songs they have. They have an album out for 2014. And this is a song that caused so much controversy with Pitbull and J-Lo, and her not going, and yes, she's going, and drama, drama, drama. But that's how the world functions. That's why we are children of God. Amen. We try to avoid all of that, because God is not in the middle of mess. So we're going to kick it off for the World Cup people, and then we're going to bring some serious gospel, and then we're going to get things started in a godly way. Amen. But this, my people, is We Are One by Pitbull and J-Lo.
Put your flag up in the sky. And when we got a flag.
Let's go.
Amen. I know lots of you are watching the matches and enjoying themselves. I got caught up in it as well. Ironically enough, my team that I have to cheer for, because if you recall, Canada is not in the World Cup. We won't even go there. I'm not happy. And so I am British by birth, amen, and I was initially raised in England. So I was cheering for England. But I think because I had to go and I attended these Gospel Music Awards, I was not able to really focus on my cheering because I was praising God. Amen. You got to have your priorities straight in life. And so I had a little fun with my Italian friends from high school, some of my best buds. And, of course, Italy won 2-1. But lots and lots of fun rivalry, and I'm glad we're taking it all so well, and it still continues. But it'll be going on for a while. We'll do our best to try and keep you updated. We can't keep up with all the posts because it's a lot of games, there's a lot of stuff, and we're swamped. So we just want to make sure all the teams do well. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get started. Let's pray our way through. Amen. I think maybe we should find a song that we can enjoy with the Lord. I know what we'll do. We're going to check out, let's see, I know who we haven't listened to for a while, Detroit Mass Choir. Now, I was supposed to, Sean Hardin, I think, has a new TV show he's going to be hosting over there in Detroit, in Motown, and it's supposed to be about gospel stuff and behind the scenes, but it's going to be awesome. But this is We Worship You by Detroit Mass Choir, and then we're going to come back, look to the Lord in prayer, and let's get things moving.
With outstretched hand, my mouth full of praise, with words of faith, I used to start each day. Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my, yeah.
Amen. We worship you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Won't you join me as we look to the Lord in prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you this day. Father, we give you thanks. And yes, the song says we worship you, do we? Surely do. We worship and adore you, Father, and we thank you for all that you do for us. Whether we deserve it or not, Father God, you continue to bless us beyond belief, beyond words. And although we can never repay everything that you've done for us, we ask that you would allow us to be humble before you now, Father. As we come to your throne of grace and mercy, Father God, that you would bestow upon us the strength and the courage to continue to go forth. And that you be glorified in all that we do. Father, let us give you honor. And everything we do be pleasing unto you. Father, we look to those who are sick and ailing, Father God, and looking for healing. We claim it now in the name of Jesus. Father, those who suffer from sadness and sorrow and loneliness, Father God, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We speak joy, prosperity, and love into their lives. Father God, for those who are serving, we ask that you continue to guide and direct their path, Father God, and allow each step to be strengthening unto them, that they may be able to go forth and conquer all that should come into their path in the glorious name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that this show would touch lives, that we could move mountains, Father God, that we can let the world know that there is no other love greater than yours. And Father, we thank you, Father, for everything we're about to put forth this evening. Let it be fun and enjoyable. Let the world know that true Christians have a great time in the Lord, that we go through things and we forge ahead, but we always come through while the storm is passing over. Our covering is no other than you. Father God, we ask that you would bless our guest this evening, Brother O'Neill Watson. Father God, we just ask that you just hear his ever requirements and prayers and strengthen him to go forth, to continue to evangelize in music and in song, Father God. Continue to use him, Lord. And Father God, we just ask that you continue to give him that abounding joy that he shares, that the whole world sees. And let it match from the heart within. Let him have joy, unspeakable joy. Let him have love, love everlasting. And Father God, we ask that you would just answer all his prayers. Allow his mouth to be able to speak those words and let them be. And Father God, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around him, that you bless him, his family, his friends, and his neighbors, and all those that he ministers to, that they may be triumphant in the glorious name of Jesus. Right now, Father, I ask that you use me as your tool, and this is your show. So, Father, take over. Have your way right now, and let us be ever thankful as we continue to go forward now in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. All right, we're going to be switching things up tonight because we've got so much stuff ahead of us. We want to make sure we get it all in. But the first thing I'm going to do is we can't miss birthdays. So for everyone celebrating a birthday, I want to say a special happy birthday today to, and get this, she was on our show, one of my favorite mentors, and she actually just completed her doctorate degree. So she is now the Reverend Dr. Presiding Elder Ann Henning Byfield from the AME Church. And we want to say happy birthday to her. We want to say happy birthday to everybody else. I know my friend Diane has a birthday today. Everybody who had a birthday since last week and this week, we just want to wish you a very, very, very happy birthday. And may the Lord continue to bless you and be thankful. This is your new season, and make sure you use it wisely. Amen. Praise God. And to all those graduates and everyone who seems to be coming out in pictures with cap and gown, congratulations, and all the anniversaries. I just want to say happy anniversary. I know the Hinksons, they just had, I think it's their 48th wedding anniversary, I believe, last week. Congratulations. Praise God. God is so glorious and so good. And we just want to continue to have the joy and the excitement that you have, because when you're happy, we are happy too. Amen. For the same reason, when you're down, we hurt for you. But we also like to pick you up when you're knocked down, because that's what the Lord does. And the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Amen. So this is for our birthday folk, and then we'll get moving with our show.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Go to the dance floor.
Everybody pop some more way, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Pop some more way, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Yeah, happy party day. Yeah, who day? Ah, day, who day? Happy, 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 happy. Everybody must be the end. Come with a baby, come with a friend. This man party no need to pretend. See, ah, day, happy party go day. Do my mother go day. Special after go day. See, pop some more. And my brother chop some chicken, some cheese, and pepper soup. You go drink better, you go kaput. Everybody sing say, you got them the low way. When you see them, they throw it away. You go sing, you go dance, you go run. You go the one where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, there's no tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip-hop, pure. By my money, aye. By my money, aye. You make a double today, aye. Every party, party day, aye. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. I'm
heart to fall down, see. Suddenly, all the ladies have calling me, see. It be like when you enter the place, everybody don't think it's easy to clear, see. Because you hear bumper to bumper, some people change that to fender to bumper.
You just see them die, for this party no day.
Everybody jump into the jelly, just because I don't hear your yelly. Some money, some money, it be like say you want to go this thing, say.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amen. And again, we say happy, happy, happy blessed birthday. Congratulations. Way to go. Awesome job. And if we're this happy for you, and I know you're happy for you, we're very proud of everything you do. And so the Lord must be, definitely must be much more prouder than we are. Amen. So we ask that you continue to be blessed and remember that you truly are. Amen. No matter what you think, always remember that you are blessed. Some days it may be hard to find the blessing, but you just have to remember to be able to wake up and to be in your right mind is more than you ask. And when you're happy with the little things, well, then big things look just amazing. Amen. Praise God. All right. Don't forget, if you need to get in touch with us, you can email us, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. On Facebook, you can message us. And you can email us, RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com. We've also set up our new Facebook page for the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Now, they will have some duplicating stuff, but everything we do will be on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. That's also where we do all the advertising, the international events, everything happening in your community, including news. Amen. So that is the master page, and what you'll find on the Pastor J. Rouse Show page is just stuff for the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Amen? All right. Praise God. Now, this weekend, you know we were covering an event, and we got the opportunity to attend the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards. We had an awesome, awesome time. We're going to be posting some pictures sometime in the next couple days, so you want to check out both Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page and the Pastor J. Rouse Show page. Amen? And if you need to get in touch with us on Twitter, well, it's Pastor Rouse Show. Just Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter. Amen? And we love hearing from you. We want to thank you all for all your wonderful feedback. Amen. We have some more stuff to discuss later in the show, but we wanted you to hear some of the things that took place at the CCGMA. I always have a hard time saying that, but you can tune in and listen, and we're going to be connecting very soon with the very wonderful O'Neill Watson. But this was the intro and the introduction of the MCs and the actual awards themselves. So listen in.
The Lord is good, and it's good to be here. Amen?
Amen.
My name is Sharon Marriott. I'm one-fifth of the group of people that worked tirelessly to put this event together. Planning this event has been a long journey, but I'm honored to have been a part of the process. and I'm confident that you will enjoy it as much as I have enjoyed. So tonight, as I welcome you to bear witness to some talent that can only come from one place, Tim, just sit back and be blessed. And now I'd like to invite Miss Patricia to come up and say an opening prayer. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Heavenly Father, we're here tonight to lift you up, to honor you, to magnify you, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to give you the praise. You've been good to us, oh God. We can't give you thanks enough. We can't bless you enough. We just want to bless you tonight. We just want to give you thanks for all that you have been to us. And as we come tonight, oh God, Holy Spirit, we invite your presence. We can't do nothing without you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. We pray, Father God, that you saturate this place with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you saturate every man, every woman, every boy, every girl with the blood of Jesus. Those who are on their way, oh God, we ask that you saturate them with the blood of Jesus. We invite your presence, Holy Spirit. We ask that you anoint every musician tonight, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We ask that you anoint every artist that will perform tonight, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We can't do nothing without you, oh God, and we invite your presence. We thank you for what you've already done, Father, and what you're about tonight. We call people from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, and as they're on their way, oh God, we ask that you give them journey's mercy. We bless you tonight. We honor you, Father. We love you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We bless you. We give you thanks. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, and that was the beginning prayer and the opening of the ceremony. And, of course, you know, we interviewed last week my buddy Jermaine Cowan and our newly adopted family, CDH, who, again, I have to remind you, has their dual digital album release taking place this Sunday. And, yes, we will be covering that as well at the Gospel Cafe in Mississauga, Ontario. So I hope you've gone online and gotten your tickets and you're going to be in attendance. There's going to be so many wonderful people. I believe my friend Sharon Riley is going to be there. She's performing. There's a couple other people performing. And our girl, Cheryl Nemhart, is going to be the host of the night. Amen. And we want to congratulate her on the debut of her short film, The Sun, where she was able to get it on 24/7 TV. Amen. And we got to watch that in the middle of the night the other day. I stayed up to support my girl, and we got to watch that. But we'll continue again with some more updates from the CGMA. This is the introduction of the host.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for taking time out to be here with us this evening. Every gift, every good, and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. So everything we do is to give honor and glory to Almighty God. All the talent you see on display tonight, all the honorees, all the guests, everyone in this room is here to give glory and honor to Almighty God. We have two of the best in the business. They will entertain you, they'll minister to you, and they'll bless you. And we make no apologies for entertaining you because we believe that if anybody should be blessed, anybody should be entertained, it is those of us who found the very author of life, Jesus Christ, the very author of blessings and entertainment. And so, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce our MCs for tonight, Mr. Curtis Ennis and Marie English Critchlow.
Ennis, and I will be your co-MC for tonight, and this is my wonderful partner.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for spending this evening with us. And we will have a beautiful time. We are going to make a difference, and we're going to encourage the leader, the beginner, and the person with all the ideas of this most auspicious event, Mr. Mahoney. We're going to make him proud this evening. Yes?
Wonderful, wonderful. I see we have quite a few empty seats tonight, but that doesn't really matter, does it? We are here, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Where two or three are gathered?
Well, he is in the
middle. There he is.
Well.
And there's a blend.
Yeah.
And someone said, where two or three are gathered, probably 200 or 300 are missing. But we are here, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. We're not too sure at this time if all of the persons on this program, if everybody's here. So bear with us. We're going to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to introduce in groups. So pay attention to the persons that are on this list. At this time, we're going to introduce the singers, and as they perform, as they minister, they will walk away and a new one will step up without us having to come back. So the ones that we will be introducing in this segment are One Voice, CDH, LG Morgan. I'm not hearing anything. Thank you. Wake up. Yolande Spooner. And I know we're going to hear it now because it's the Wilson. Amen? Okay. So this is how we are going to be doing it at this time. Come on, one voice. Let's start.
Amen. And then they had a children's choir, One Voice, as you heard, performing. And everybody that they mentioned had performed. Unfortunately, CDH didn't get to perform. And so we're going to play his song, Bigger Than, on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Be blessed.
Blast out of the box, take a hot second just to recommend you recognize the blessing that you've been provided with. Scriptures in the text like the word was made flesh. Hit you with the best of this life and take you higher than you ever been. Who takes away your sin once you realize who's the way, the truth, the life? Yup, the risen kid. I mean the risen son. He's not done doing his work on this earth. You and I are the extension of his hand. So heal the land, raise the dead, start a fire, breathe life. Speak only the words that he said. Look how the truth gets everybody moving the way. Nobody else could do it, cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music, he's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing, he's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement, without him giving life the whole planet is useless, you know his name, come on everybody say the name, come on we could all say his name, come on everybody say the name, you know it, one for the future, the next generation. Born in the present, but was formed in the ancient of days. Come on, lift them hands and give praise. Stop thinking about the moment, just release yourself to own it. Let the spirit of God take you home again, controlling everything you do. The what, the where, the when, the who. I never knew, we never knew we could be free. So why stop living when the I is in me? Release and liberty, float high like the eagle. Wind beneath the wings, all over the world we go. And take each city by storm, born to give glory to him who sits on the throne. And let it be known, Christ is the reason for life, man. Some don't understand, that's why we holding his mic and speaking his life, to let the world know what it's like, leaving it all just to live in his light. Cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music, he's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing, he's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name, come on everybody say the name, come on we could all say his name, come on everybody say the name, you know it, right now, he's bigger than that, and any problem I have.
have. Man, he's bigger than that. All my mistakes in the past, cause he's bigger than that. And any challenge up ahead, I know he's bigger than that. So if you think you got more, he's bigger than that. Your red carpet award, man, he's bigger than that. A top spot billboard, he's bigger than that. Don't even try to keep score, cause he's bigger than that. And this is simply a fact. He's bigger than your favorite pop star. Bigger than Pac, Biggie, or anyone hip-hop. Bigger than New York, the song, or the city. Try to find someone to compare, tell me who is he. Lennon tried to do it, and now Lennon is gone. The world, this is a gift, but the world moves on. Only one could hold the world in his hand. Jesus Christ is the name, and for his name we stand. Cause he's bigger than hip-hop, he's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him, give it life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on, everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. Come on, everybody, say the name. You know it. He's bigger than hip-hop. He's bigger than music. He's bigger than the life that you think you're choosing. He's bigger than the world, bigger than the movement. Without him giving life, the whole planet is useless. You know his name. Come on, everybody, say the name. Come on, we could all say his name. We could make the world say his name. You know it.
Amen. Jesus, that's his name. Amen. That was CBH Live. And like I said, you're going to get an opportunity to hear that and so much more on Sunday at the Gospel Cafe. Amen. So definitely you want to tune in and you want to check it out on Sunday. Now, we're going to continue with some more of the awards, but we're going to skip through something because we want you to hear. Now, they gave out a few awards. Let's do the Song of the Year award.
You're in good company, and I'm here to make the announcement of the people who are nominated as for Song of the Year. And the nominees are not off the press, so bear with me here. The nominees for the Song of the Year are Be Encouraged by Marvia Providence, Holy by Esteban Lindsay, and Today is a Bonus by Mr. L.G. Morgan. And the winner, well, the best song of the year. Yeah, drum roll. Drum roll. All right. And the winner goes to Today is a Bonus by Mr. L.G. Morgan. Woo! Thank you, thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Morgan.
First, I have to thank God, because he made this possible. I have to thank my wife and my two children. And my God, Mr. Mahoney, I thank you because you are the one who take me to Jamaica in 2012 to do this album, and it's doing great. And I'm glad I follow your instructions, because you're a great teacher, and we love you. And we love all the CCM, people. I thank you, and I thank my audience, and I thank everybody and all the churches. Thank you. God bless you.
Ask Mr. Devon Wells to make his presentation.
Hello, everybody. How are you feeling tonight? How are you doing tonight? Are you excited to be here? I can't hear you. Are you excited to be here? I can't hear you. You know what? If this was, you know, the Grammys or something, you would hear everybody like yelling out, screaming. Now this is up the house of God. And we're celebrating the children of God. Right? So are you excited to join us? I can't hear you. All right. Well, I'm here to present the album of the year. I took a little tip, you know, a while ago. Got some wonderful, wonderful people on here. The nominees are Album of the Year, Worship Without Apology by Pastor Richard Brown. Be Encouraged, Evangelist Mavia Providence. Be Grateful, LG Morgan. Let's get the drum roll going here. Woo! 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 I'm feeling it here. And the CCTMA Award. Album of the Year goes to none other than Be Encouraged, Evangelist Mafia Providence! Put your hands together once again for the one and only Evangelist.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be here tonight, and I give God praise for his continued blessings and his continued mercies, and for every good thing that has happened in my life. I thank you for this album. Be Encouraged is just what it is. It's an encouragement to me and many throughout the world, and I'm glad that I was able to do it by his grace. I want to thank each and every one of you that have listened and have been encouraged by this album. I want to thank the awards. I want to thank each and every one of you, even those of you who are sitting here today. I want to thank you, because if we don't have listeners and we don't have supporters, then there's no us. And I give God praise for all of you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Devon. He's been a big support also to my ministry. Minister Mahoney and all of you, God bless you.
Congratulations to the winner so far. You having a good time? Wow, wonderful. Now, this is the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award. Let's take a roll call.
Amen. And there was a roll call. And as I said, we had so many people there that we've interviewed, that we've met, that we followed, that we promote, that we play music for. Now, last year, I had the wonderful opportunity of covering a great deal of the Glass Awards. And ironically enough, we did the breakfast in the morning for the Women of Excellence. We did their photo shoot some weeks before that. And then we did the red carpet that night. It was a busy, busy, busy schedule. And we had so much fun meeting everybody, connecting with everybody. And one of my favorite people showed up on the red carpet, and he had the most amazing date with him. And so I had to ask him, who is this lady that you're with? I was a little jealous because she looked all so sweet and all glammed up, and she was really making me look bad, praise God. And he very humbly said, this is my Auntie Hazel. Amen. Praise God. And so hence the beginning of my meeting of the infamous, and he's not going to appreciate me saying this, O'Neill Watson. And I believe we have him live online. I'm just going to check to see if he's there, and we're going to embarrass him a little bit. So he didn't know before the show, but we have him giving a speech. So you'll get to hear that in a moment, but let's see if we can get him on the line here. O'Neill Watson?
Hello, hello,
hello,
hello. Good night. How are you?
I'm well. And you know what? I have to let everyone know, all the listeners,
right,
that O'Neill is a very cheerful and very talkative person. But he, if you've seen his voice, can you please email us? It's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, because he's lost it.
It's crazy.
I think he sings and he gives everything he has. This man is so full of energy. I get tired from looking at him. How are you, my friend?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it. My voice is taking its time coming back, but it's all good. It's all good. Thank you so much.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, no, no, no. It's always a joy and a pleasure. We'll have to get you back on the show with some of your music for sure. We're going to do much more with you. But
thank you so
since
much.
You
yes.
can't talk, well, let me see. I just happen to have your voice.
What?
Go figure. I have your voice already pre-recorded, so you won't have to talk that much. So why don't we let the listeners he's going to beat me up later on, and I'll probably see him somewhere again, and I'll have to run. So everyone pray for me. But we're going to continue in with our segment with the awards, and we're going to let you know some more of the winners. So, O'Neill, I'm going to put you back in the room so you can hear the show, and then we're going to talk to you a little bit about the voice that we hear, okay?
All right. Okay.
I know he's going to be so mad. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a continuation of the Canadian Gospel Music Awards, Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards, and this is the Male Artist of the Year.
Praise the Lord, somebody. What you think about Jesus? What you think about Jesus? All right, has he done anything for you lately?
Everything.
All right, he woke you up this morning, he sent you on your way. He didn't have to do it.
Well,
he didn't have to do it. But he did. I want you to put your hands together. I came in, I was a little bit on Caribbean time. So when I came in, it was just a pleasure to see my boss standing up here being the MC for the night. Put your hands together for Minister, Doctor, Pastor, everything. Curtis. Many of you don't know, we're in a Baptist talking and looks like a very simple person, doesn't he? But he's the head of the Toronto District School Board, and he's the superintendent of the Toronto District School Board, and my boss. Come on, all the clapping like asking for offering. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, man, they clap like you mean it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to make presentation to the Male Artist of the Year. And you know, sometimes we're at the studio and I'm looking at all the music that's coming in from Canadian artists, and I mean, it's grand. Canadian artists are doing a wonderful job where music is concerned today, and I'm stepping up to the plate. You are. The productions are great, they're good, they're grand. And so it gives me great honor and privilege to do the Male Artist of the Year. And I'm going to be just as surprised as you, so. Best Male Artist of the Year goes to.
Nominee.
Let me not go too far ahead. Best nominees, or nominees of the year, would go to. I'm going to say go to. What are always not people be? I never said the prize word to this person. All right, so here we go. Nominees are, please put your hands together for George Benson. And the gentleman that was just up here doing a wonderful job, please make some noise for O'Neill Watson. And our third nominee would go to Estraban Lindsay. Make some noise. Now it's time for that big drum roll. All that fun to you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord for the best male artist of the year. This one goes to On behalf of the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award, we want to make this presentation to none other than Minister Award for Male Artist of the Year goes to none other than Minister O'Neill Washington. Thank you. So on behalf of the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Award 2014, we want to say congratulations to you, sir, for all the wonderful work that you are doing within the community and for all the churches and communities that you're going to minister in the Word of God. I mean, the other day, I have to tell you folks, come on over here, you're too far. The other day, he was at a concert, and to be honest, folks, I had to wrestle him off the stage. I had to grab him off and wrestle him off the stage. He's just a man of God that when he puts his mind to it and he puts his heart and everything into it, and we want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to the Caribbean Music Awards. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the encouragement. It's an encouragement to move forward. And I really want to thank Sarah, Chris, Melissa Lee, the team who keep encouraging me every day, keep me checked every day. I want to thank them. Some of them are here, but I want to thank them. Thank you so much. Thank you, Margaret Providence. Thank you, George Benton. You guys are amazing. All these other artists. I love you guys. Let's keep moving forward. It's a teamwork, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. This is just an encouragement to move forward. So thank you. Thank you for the Canadian Music Awards.
Amen. Brother O'Neill?
I hate this speech. Anyway, yeah.
Now you wish you had your voice? It's all about Jesus. Amen.
Yes, it's all about him.
Amen. Amen. Now, we have to remember, and I got the date. I looked it up, the picture. I got a picture of you and me and our wonderful Auntie Hazel. You notice I say our because now I've owned her. I've taken possession of
family.
Auntie Hazel.
We family.
Yes, yes.
We family.
We fam for sure now. So Auntie Hazel is my best bud now. And we saw each other on the red carpet. And I remember you, and I wanted to put the audio, and I didn't have time to get the audio uploaded. So I'm going to find that audio, and I'm going to play it.
You said
of our interview that we did last year. Here's the date, O'Neill, July 20th, 2013. Okay, so we're almost, we're just shy of 1 month probably, almost to the day.
Oh, man.
Of last year. Now, here's how we gauge things, because when I saw you at the Glass Awards on the red carpet, you were astounded to even be there. How did that feel back then?
I was grateful. I was grateful, you know, to be, I've been 15 years in professional music, 15 years.
Right.
And, to be
well, you started
honored.
At one.
There you go. But, you know, and really and truly, and that's just, I started really younger than that, but being professionally, like, earning in 15 years. But to be on that
right.
carpet and to be honored in your own city, which was important,
yes.
in your own community,
yes.
you don't get that
well,
that much. And
well,
so
think
that
about
was,
it, because it's biblical. That's biblical, because yeah. usually like a minister.
Yeah.
It'll
so
always
kinda,
be the
you know,
better outside.
Exactly. So I was kind of, you know, it was a moment to just take it in and just be calm and just take it in, because you don't get this. It doesn't really happen that much. Yeah, and that's the reason why I felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I remember you explained, and I am gonna get that info. I'm gonna probably play it next week or something. But we're gonna play that interview of you, myself, and wonderful Aunt Hazel on the red carpet. And I remember you explaining why you brought her and what she meant to you. And I know how close you are to her, amen.
Yeah. Very, very close. Very, very close. She's amazing. And if all of this has happened in my life in this city, in Toronto, in Canada, it was all because of her. All because of her. And so I really give honor to her. Her honor is due. And she's just an amazing. And what's the thing about her? She's so humble.
Yes, and I was just about to say that. Yes, yes. You
so
can tell.
Humble. So humble, and she's one of those ladies behind me. Just call or send me a text if I'm traveling. She just send me a text and just encouragement,
yeah.
And in ministry. So I really, yeah. I really give honor to her. I honored her a lot. I do. I really do.
Yes. Amen. We all need that kind of prayer warrior in our life and someone we can lean on. Yeah, and it was funny because at the very beginning of the show, you see, this is the Lord himself. He always sends confirmation because at the very beginning I said that it's always good to have somebody to pray for you. Amen?
Definitely.
And so, very, very important. So now Aunt Hazel is one of your backbones. Praise God.
She is.
A strong
definitely.
Woman. And I can tell she was humble. She looked so lovely. And
she
was
did.
Sort of like, oh, no, it's not about me. It's about him. And she was just so sweet.
Well,
and
it's
just
been so hard to get her on.
Yeah.
She didn't want to come. She didn't, she was like, no. But you, I said, no, I want you to come. It's good. But she said, you have so many friends. You could take all the friends. I said, no.
Yeah.
It's about me and you tonight. And that moved her. She was really touched by that. And so, she's good. She's very good. Amazing lady.
Amen. Yeah. On Sunday, I preached online, actually, live on air, for Father's Day. And one of the things we talked about was having certain mentors in your lives. And that as fathers, and I compared Moses and Joshua, even though they weren't father and son, that Joshua looked up to Moses, and although Moses could not continue and move forward into the promised land,
the fact
of the matter is, like most parents, they always want their children to do better or to reach where they couldn't reach. And so I think, and the same way with my mom and some of my aunts and uncles, you kind of, when you're doing these things, as much as you might be kind of humbled about the whole situation, you make it bigger because you want them to experience it.
Right. You're right on target. That's it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Because they've earned it. They're the ones who pushed you through. They're the ones who encouraged you. They're the ones who picked you up when you fell. They're the ones who always said, no, keep going. And so you don't mind expressing it because you're really not too comfortable with all this flash but glamour and all of the stuff. I know I'm not, and I still have to cover this stuff. But you go through it and you milk it because you want them to experience it because you feel that they really should be walking the red because they're the ones who brought you there. Amen.
Definitely.
Amen.
Definitely.
So
I really appreciate.
One year later, almost to the day, a month and 2 days shy, what has happened since then? I mean, my goodness, it looks like, so what, you just kind of hung out on your couch, did a little nothing? I mean...
Oh, boy, I wish that was happening when God said he called you. You know what? So much has happened since the Glass Award. God is really he's just opening up doors. And sometimes when you ask, God, I need to do this and then do this. And then maybe a month you don't see nothing happen. And then out of the blue, it just starts happening. You have to be so careful what you ask God for. But I devoted myself.
Yeah.
To God, I devote myself to worship, and I said, God, I will go where you want me to go. And that's exactly what it is. So much has happened. I'm traveling so hard, so intensively, and I've released in new music. I have two new music coming out next week and July 1st. I shoot videos. I have so much music. So much is happening. And traveling a lot, traveling so much, leading praise and worship and teaching. And not just what's important. It's not just traveling, and I was saying this the other day to a few artists, it's not just traveling and teaching, because I hate planes. I don't like planes. I don't like getting on a plane.
Yeah, me too.
But it's not just traveling and teaching. The manifestation of God, his work, you can see it. And I'm feeling it, as I said, I feel it again. People being delivered and set free. It's happening.
Yes, amen.
And I keep saying to artists, if you're going to keep continuing singing or continue preaching or teaching or whatever, and there's no result, please go back and check. Because we are at a time and age right now where the enemy is working over time and he's having results.
Yes.
And you can't be preaching for God and teaching, calling the name of Jesus, and nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why when I go on a stage or any stage at all, and I have to keep calming myself these days, even an award show, I'm like, God, I want to see miracle happen. And so we need to see result. We need to go back and see result, what happened. Back in the days when we tell the dead to rise, the dead need to rise.
Yeah.
And so for me, I can't just go on a stage and lead people into worship and nothing is just happening. Nothing is happening. Something needs to take place. There needs to be a transformation. There needs to be results. And I keep telling them, teaching these worship leaders, don't just go up and just lead people into the presence of God.
Thank you, Father.
And I brought it back. I said, what have you been going through? Have you been going through hell?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to have a testimony, man. You need to get some testimonies to tell some people, to win some souls, to get them delivered.
Oh, come on now. This whole
show, I
forever say, most of us only get really, really close to God when something happens. you know what I mean? Like, you might say, oh, yes, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And it might just be kind of wording. But until you go through something and he causes you to hang on for dear life, then your testimony comes, because then it's not just words, but it comes from a spirit within. Amen.
Exactly, it has life, and so you're so right. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm sorry, it may sound a bit away, but I believe that you have to go through some stuff. You can't preach to, people, and you can't talk about deliverance when you've never been delivered before.
Until you're delivered,
Refiner's fire. Exactly.
Yes.
And so these days, that's where I'm at. That's what God is doing. It's not about entertainment. And anybody who knows me these days, God is working on me. I can't play church. I can't play with the pulpit.
Goodness.
I can't
Can
go on a stage.
That, please? I just
can't play
it's
church.
It's not about.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I really
can't.
I really can't. There is such a thing inside of me right now. God really rebuked me. I can't entertain. There's a time and place for that. I have fun. Don't get me wrong.
Amen.
I have fun. I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to understand we got to understand the calling. Understand what's happening. I understand when you go on that stage, when God gives you that, when you get that mic in your hand, come on. You got to understand, you have souls in your hand. You have some people who go through some real hardship. And it's your job
you got blood
to take
on your
them through
hand.
It.
Yeah.
You got to be careful these days what you speak into the atmosphere. And so I take it really seriously these days in ministry. I can't take it lightly. I really can't. And I tell somebody that, I said, if you're going to bring me to your concert, please know what you're expecting and please know what you're calling for, because I'm really not coming to entertain you. I'm really sorry. And I think because of that mandate, God is just opening up doors left, right, and center. He's just opening up doors and releasing projects and more is coming. And so much more is happening. I just don't know. Just so much more.
Amen. Amen. And we don't know. But the problem is, if, like you said, you cannot, some of us get so busy serving God that we're not even taking instructions from God, and we just serve it.
There it is.
And that's when we get exhausted. People say, well, how do you manage to do all you do, Pastor Jay? And I said, because I do everything he tells me to.
Right,
Whatever I do for him never drains me. It's when you're busy doing stuff you're not supposed to do, and that's what wrecks you, because God isn't in it.
Exactly. He's not in it. And when he's not in it, you're going to have chaos.
Yeah, if you don't get your directives and you don't get orders, then who are you really working for?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Amen. Now, for those who are listening, because there's so many out there, and we promote a lot of independent musicians, and that is very dear to my heart. I mean, we promote big musicians, and, you know, we name a few. But the problem
is
I know that everyone who's serving the Lord needs a platform. And so we like to be a stepping stone to kind of start to get out there, let their music be heard, because that's their ministry. And that's why I try to explain to them, you got to act right because everybody's watching you. You're not just a singer. You're a gospel singer. You're a Christian singer. They expect that the words that you sing and the music that you bring are according to the life that you live.
Definitely. Standard.
So what would
you
say right now for people who are just starting out? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and like you said, I mean, I now preach online, and I don't like preaching online. I put it out there because I'm accustomed to being in churches, big churches with tons of people. I mean, I'm not accustomed to being in a studio talking to screens, you know, and monitors and equipment. But the problem is, you still pray up, and you still have to, because I tell you, if I ever have to preach God and I'm not hearing his voice, I'm in trouble. I don't write down stuff. I've never written down stuff. I can't remember the last time I wrote down anything. My words come from him. And when I can't hear him and he's not coming through, you don't want to hear what I got to say. So when you're doing your music, and you can hear it, you can tell those who are just singing, and they might be truly gifted, but you can hear anointing in music. What would you tell everybody?
Well, if I understand the question quite well, first of all, know who you are. Know who you are, know your talent, know your gifting, and know your calling. I'm not saying that you have to be doing runs all over the place. I'm not saying that. But know that you can hold a note and you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Amen.
Because there's some people who are trying to be an artist, and I'm sorry, you can't sing. Let's be real. And I'm not trying to burst your ego, but you need to be able to sing and to sing on key and hold a note. So I understand you love music. I understand you love being on the stage. But we got to set it right. We got to set it right. First of all, I'm not putting aside the anointing. The anointing is that's overall. But please have a gifting. God calls you to sing.
A more
and you know
excellent
you can
way. Amen.
Exactly. And so work on it and work on your voice. You know, work on your tone. Work on how listening. All that thing is important. And then you know yourself. You know what kind of artist you want to be. You know, whether you're a jazz artist. Or you know your classical, whatever it is, you know what works for you, what fits for you. Listen to other music, listen to other singers. If you and I'm talking about people who are just upcoming now, listen to other people's projects, and this is how you learn, and this is how you know you find yourself and what works for you, and what works for you, because a lot of artists miss their place, they're missing their place, and I sit in the audience and I watch them and say that's not you. And so that's important. And when you figure all that stuff out, you figure that, I'm telling you, and God will anoint that. He will anoint that. And when he anoints that, this is how he'll take you off. And he'll take you where you need to go and where he wants you to go. But the first thing I'm saying, figure yourself out. Figure the practical side of it too. You know, your vocals and all this stuff is important. I hope I said that.
Amen. Oh, no, but this is good, though. And it's true, because you know what? There's so many people who think, as I tell people who want to go into ministry, it's not a game.
Yeah.
There's nothing fancy about being a minister. Real ministers, most of them will tell you, if God did not call me, this is not what I would do. What we do is not fun. We work hard. I don't sleep a lot. I'm busy. People call you 2, 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. If they need you, you got to be there. You're serving.
Yeah.
And God doesn't sleep, so you have to work his hours.
Exactly. And I really want to interject this because I really want to say this important to him. And everything I'm saying, I went through that process. I'm not perfect. I went through that process. And one of the main things I want to say, be humble, especially in this music
yes.
business. Be humble. Calm down. Not because you had a one song and it go hit. That's one song. Not because you have one night and you preach a sermon and people went off that one night mean that God called it to be a preacher.
Amen.
Seek God. Seek
He'll
God.
He'll use it everybody and anybody. Amen.
Be humble. Be humble. I can't stress it no more. Be humble. Mm-hmm. Calm down. Know your gifting. Calm down. And I had to go through that process. I had to go through that. I don't know who I haven't sang with. I don't know. I've been this part of Sharon Riley and Faith Carell, which I give credit to my career tonight. Sharon Riley is an amazing woman.
Mm.
I've learned so much from her. I've learned so much from being a part of Faith Carell. And I can say publicly, behind her back, in front of her, I can say it, that I'm a better artist today. Practically, musically, the way I listen, the way I hear, my ear training. I went to school for music. But beside that, Sharon Riley and Faith Carell have given me some stuff, given me some real, I mean, talent and gifting, and I couldn't get it in school. And she have taught me so much.
Yes.
I've learned so much from her. And so I give credit to her tonight, Sharon Riley and Faith Carell.
Amen.
I think one of the best groups ever. And so because of her, and because of learning from her, I know I'm a better artist today. So I learn from people. Don't be too big. Don't be too high. You know. Don't you have one song and you're a superstar? You're not. We ain't getting nowhere yet. No, calm down. And I'm so passionate about this music thing, and that's why I'm talking like this, because we have the enemy's creeping up. He's creeping up. He's creeping up. We're changing the music. We're changing this, and that's okay to put style to it. But remember that Jesus is first.
Amen.
And I just want to say that. I'm sorry. Yeah, God bless you.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I love it because, you see, we have so many up and coming, and they don't know where to start. And like you said, they start thinking, like, I'm big time. And it's like, no. God gifted you for a purpose, and it wasn't anything to do with you, because you know what? There's always going to be somebody better than you.
Exactly.
Just tell them, if your song is supposed to minister to 1, 10, or 10,000, it makes no difference, because God served his purpose. He used you to touch the lives he needed to, and that's what it's about. It's not a numbers thing. It's a lifetime thing. I think they missed that time. I remember when you started, and you know, someone came to the altar, and you preached, and it was one person, and you would be crying, because you thought, oh, my goodness. They're saved, and you were so happy they were saved, and then you started to go, oh, my word, the Lord used me. And now you're like, okay, how come only half the churches up here? What's going on? You know, it doesn't work like this. The whole purpose is kingdom building and nothing else.
That's all it's about, and that's why I cited it. I'm grateful for the Caribbean was on this past weekend, and at the end of my acceptance speech, and I said it again, that it's all about Jesus. At the end of the day, and I said, George Benton, Margaret Providence, I appreciate all these guys.
Yeah.
I've watched them. I've grown watching these guys. But at the end of the day, it's about Jesus and him to be praised and to be glorified through your music. That's all. He'll make you rich if you need to be rich.
Yes.
It's about him.
Amen. So what's next for my buddy O'Neill?
There's a lot of concerts right now. I'm getting ready to do a few concerts this weekend. I'm traveling all through summer. I'll be in Jamaica. I'll be in Independence, Jamaica. I have a couple conferences in the USA. I'm in London, England.
My
home summer. So there's so much happening. The Glass Award is coming up this year. And I'm going to be performing again
this
year.
July. Okay.
Coming around July, I'm performing. I'm actually doing a conference with the Mighty Clouds of Joy and Kelly Price a week before the Glass Awards. So I'm flying back in on the Saturday morning of the Glass Awards.
Amen.
Just pray my strength. and then from there to Jamaica doing an entire conference and to the Cayman Islands. And so my summer is really, I'm really kind of really shut down a little bit from now until September. But I'll be, you know, there's a few concerts in town. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of stuff happening. July 1st, John, I'm putting this out there. July 1st, my first Caribbean song is just like a soca gospel. I'm releasing in July. You got to get it. You got to get it be on iTunes and the radio station will be Dallas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And next Tuesday, we'll send it to you. We'll send it to you.
Of course.
Next Tuesday, I'm releasing a song called Emmanuel. I recorded while I was in Australia.
Okay.
Working with Hillsongs, and so I recorded there.
Oh.
And I'm releasing.
Yes.
I'm releasing that next Tuesday on iTunes, and some of the radio stations already gotten it ready. So I'm gonna send them two more radio stations and asking. I apologize, and I'm gonna get it to you right away.
I'll give you our info so you can get some of your music over to us.
Thank you so much. It's a slow worship. You have to use, which I did live recording with, produced by Anthony Brown, and that was live taping with Pastor Richard J. Brown from the Kingsway family of Worship and Apology.
Yeah.
We're releasing that to you song to the radios now. So, and people are really eating up that song. So it's really good. So there's so much happening. I'm shooting another video. I'm working with different artists who want me on the project. So we're doing that. And so people are coming together. And I could see a change in Toronto in artists. There's a coming together happening. And I'm praying to God that continues to happen in our own city. I'm traveling outside, and I appreciate going outside. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful to traveling to Australia, traveling to back to England, to Jamaica. But you know, in my own city, I'm happy what God is doing, and the people tapping onto that. The artists are coming together, working together, and for the Glass Award for Michael to come in our own city, and then putting the Glass Award together. I appreciate. It's about kingdom. You've been supportive. You've been supportive. Everywhere I've seen you, you've always supported me. And I want to take this, say it while I'm on here with you.
Aww.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for loving me and for appreciating what I do and the art in me. Because, you know, we don't get this that much. I personally don't. And, you know, some people may think I come off so hard sometimes. You know, but people understand.
Oh, yeah, you're a horrible person. I mean,
But I want to say thank you so much for your support and for encouraging me and to have me on air with you tonight. I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Oh,
and at the end of the day,
anytime.
All praise and glory to God. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 And we want to thank you for obviously not just for always. I mean, every time I see, I get a hug. You're just so amazing. And
thank you so much.
I'm telling you, you exhaust me just watching you perform. And I mean, I've got a bad leg, and I still get up and start going crazy because you're on stage, and I'm so prayed up and in another spirit realm that I feel a thing.
Thank you so much.
It's just amazing, and I mean, but that's quite unique because not everybody can get a crowd moving like that, and I mean, you barely. And you don't stop. You literally get up there and you say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And it's like, okay, yes, sir.
To God be the glory. To God.
Because that's the command, and that's the command of the Lord, and it's good. And so I just pray that God continues to bless you abundantly.
Thank you so much.
There's no question that he's going to be glorified because that's all you ever say, and that's all you ever do. So I just pray. Well, no,
you
know what? Father, forgive me. I'm not even going to pray for that because I already know it's happening and it's going to continue to happen. There's no way anybody can serve and bless and worship and glorify God the way you do and it not come out good. Amen?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And as I said, if you don't hear my voice again, every time my mom always tell me this, Emil, every time you go on stage and nothing happens,
well,
you got to check yourself. And she always said to me, O'Neill, always sing like it's your last. And that's always stuck with me, always been with me. So every time I go on stage, I have to perform like it's my last song, and I'm going home tomorrow to glory. I don't know.
Amen.
So that's
and you
I
don't.
Make use of
you
it.
Don't.
I make use of it.
Amen.
And I always say, people, when you come through that door on Sunday morning, come on, come on. There's some people in the hospital. There's some people in the grave who want your position right now. They wish they had a second chance.
Well,
so,
amen.
You know.
Amen. And they're not taking my spot.
No, that ain't going to happen. Thank
amen.
You
amen.
So
thank you so much, my friend. And, you know, we're going to continue to follow you. I'll get you some information so you get us some of your songs so we can share everything you do with everyone.
I'll definitely send it to you.
Yes, and you know, just keep being you. You can't be anybody else. You know,
I can't.
We
just me, man.
We are different, O'Neal. We are different for a purpose. It used to bother me as a child and even as a young adult why I was so different. But then I started to realize I'm supposed to be different.
Right.
And when people can't accept who I am, then that's not my problem because I'm on a mission. Amen.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
man,
he loves
I
us and he never forsakes us.
He does. Thank you so much.
See, your voice came back, didn't it?
I started preaching. I'm the spirit. That's what happened. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yes, you're healed. Well, this is what happens
gonna,
when you're prayed up. Amen.
The moment I go on
I'll
stage,
have to record
my voice
it
come back. The moment I come off stage, my voice is gone. So it's all that happens.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, you have a wonderful night. Thank you again for being a part of the show. Congratulations.
Thank
for the Male
so
Artist of the Year. Amen.
I
and you continue
it so much.
To bless in music, song, and spirit. Let's give him an applause. Amen. And I will let you go, and you have a wonderful night. Honey and lemon to help get rid of that. And can you
thank
please
you so much.
Give my love? And hug the
I will
kisses
do that.
To Auntie Hazel. Yes, and tell her I definitely expect
you.
To see her again soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
for
right.
Having me. Have a good night.
Thank you. God bless you, everyone. This is Pastor J. Rush Show. That was O'Neal Watson. Such a joy and a pleasure. And we're going to continue with some more of the Canadian Gospel Music Awards, so you can continue to listen in to the awards and find out what happened. This is Let's. We have the Female Artist of the Year. That's right. Here we go.
And it's going to be the Female Artist of the Year. And the nominees are Donald Thompson-Hall. Marvia Providence. Londa Larman.
God and the CCGMA, praise God. thank you so very much for this prestigious award, Mr. Mahoney, who was such an integral part into the ministry of The Ultimate Source. God bless you. Thank you so much. My husband, my family, my friends, and of course all the ministers who have, you know, kept encouraging and just kept us going. And you, the public, you, the audience, for voting like this. My goodness. I thank you. I thank you. I am so honored. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Now, I am about to give you a treat. Marvia Providence, as you heard, won an award that night, and I was able to record her live. So we're going to listen. Enjoy, because this doesn't happen all the time. Praise God.
I just want to sing a verse of a song before I sing the chapter, just in my spirit, because we need him, as George Manson sang earlier. That's why we're here tonight. None of us are able to do it on our own. When my soul shall fear no evil, let him lead.
Do I have any water?
But we're not finished with the awards. We're just wrapping things up. And this is the CCGMA Best Choir of the Year Award.
But I don't feel like it's a blessed night and it's a great night. So I welcome you in Jesus. Tonight, it is my honor to introduce to you, for those of you that wasn't at our launch last year, the agenda of CCGMA. Just to tell you what we are about. The Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards, which we lovingly call CCGMA, is a non-profitable registered incorporation, which was founded back in January of 2012. CCGMA's primary objective is to recognize, appreciate, and further promote what we call RAP, the talented Caribbean Canadian gospel music artist who resides here with us in Canada. Over the years, Canada's Caribbean gospel artist has made significant contributions in the music industry. In a remarkable way, and in spite of limited resources and exposure. Okay, teaching with GMA seeks to highlight and substantially contribute to these artists by honoring them and showcasing them, as well as assisting the development of youth in our community, working in partnership with Rescue, another non-profitable organization to assist youths through counseling, conflict resolution, mediation, student advocacy, mentoring, lifestyle skill training, and free legal consultation as needed. In collaboration with Silverline Promotions, a management and promotional company for over 15 years. CCGMA will assist to the furtherance of talent of those performers for whom Caribbean gospel music is their primary genre. And now, without much of it. By the way, you all look lovely tonight. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, life sure looks good on you. Now, without further ado, it is my honor to present to you the best gospel artist, no, my apologies, the best gospel choir for the year. And the nominees for the best choir goes to Toronto Mass Choir, to Sharon Riley and the Faith Chorale. What?
Oh.
And Brian Hamilton and the Divine Worship. And tonight, it is with pleasure that CCGMA awards the best choir, the winner, and I surely appreciate being appreciated for Toronto's best choir, gospel choir, goes to Toronto Mass Choir. Accepting this award on behalf of Toronto Man Choir, it's Patricia.
Amen. Now, they weren't there, and we actually interviewed Karen Burke some weeks ago, and we got some of the new stuff for their album. So one of my favorite songs I'm going to play now, and because it's for the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Awards, we picked out Heaven Medley by Toronto Mass Choir.
Thank you.
a lot of times. Alright. Before I make this presentation, I would like to present to you the members of the executive body of CCGMA. First of all, I'd like to introduce one of the hardest working individuals of this organization, or secretary treasurer, Mrs. Sharon Marriott. She's married and she has many children, but when I call for her to come to the office, I got these to do with work, because I can't type, I can't do this, I can't, and she's always there. Sharon, I thank you so much.
Amen.
And she's from Trinidad. And again, I'd like to introduce you again the president of the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award, Miss Anne Sargent. She was very instrumental in registering this association as a non-profit organization, of course, because she has a law degree, so she can do all the things that, you know, we need to do and make it really legal and appreciated in the end. And board of directors, another director, Mr. Carl Herman. Good job, my friend. Without you guys, this would never happen. And another director is Patricia Jackson. Beautiful Patricia Jackson. It doesn't matter the vision that you have. You can never do it alone. And we still have a lot of work to do. And we're hoping that the next year or the years to come, we will have this place full. Because as our president mentioned, our theme is RAP. Recognize, appreciate, and promote Canadian Caribbean Gospel. And when we form this organization, one of our objectives is to give a $10,000 to a Canadian Caribbean artist who has never recorded an album. And it will happen because of the hard work, these people, and the support of you guys. And we're looking forward to that. As well as we work with Rescue, where we allocate some funds in order to help kids who are in trouble. Rescue is made up of retired judges and prosecutors and other people in the legal field. So when you see us up here, it's not because of us, but because of you and our youth. It's very, very imperative that we help our youth.
Amen.
I'm saying this now because after I finish here, just at the last hurrah, so I just want to say thank you to Marie English Critchlow for being such a good host. Marie, wave your hand. Yes, and a very broad heart for the energy. Mr. Curtis Ennis. When I call upon him to MC a show, I've never said no. And this went back to, what, 1994 or something like that. And thank you so much, Curtis. Wonderful job. And I want to thank, who else? Have I left anyone? Olive Smith, Parkins Smith, and what? Well, it goes without saying, all the artists. I want to thank you guys for making this possible and for all of you guys that have come out here to be a part of it. You make us feel good. You make us believe in ourselves. And in the end, God will be glorified.
All right.
The servant attitude that we do have. Amen. Now, on behalf of the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award, CCGMA, I am honored to present the International Lifetime Achievement Award. This award is given to the one who has contributed to the furtherance of Caribbean gospel music artists. We at CCGMA recognize that the Great Thrillers were not merely a gospel group, but an institution. Their ministry began in 1971, and today they are vibrant, and popular despite of the numerous changes in personnel. The Great Thrillers have obtained international recognition by their performances in many, many countries, including various parts of the United States, Canada, and Great Britain. This institution has an impressive line of achievements. Time will not really allow me to name them, but I'll say this. In 1991, they received the Gospel Celebration Award for its contribution and pioneering role in gospel music. That same year, on their 20th anniversary, 10 of the top gospel groups from across the island paid tribute to them at the Randy Williams International Center in Kingston. Also in 1991, the mayor of, I can never pronounce this, the mayor of Apalaca in Florida, the mayor proclaimed July 1st as Great Thrillers Day. What an honor. Today, the Great Thrillers is made up of new complemental singers, which was assembled over 11 years and have produced 3 albums to their credit. The latest, A Reflection of You. And this month, they will be releasing 2 singles, My God is Awesome, and I Have God, which is amazing. And I'm the only person in here that I've listened to them. Nice. In 2005, CEO, the founder of the Great Thrillers, Mr. Noel Elias Willis, was honored with the Order of Distinction, OD, by the government of Jamaica. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we of the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award present to Mr. Willis the CCGMA Lifetime Achievement Award for the role as an international contributor to the Caribbean gospel music and artist. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Willis.
All the names, but I must mention Shirley Willis, Leroy Smith, George Banton, so many more who have made great contribution with their service, her hard to make food what it is today. As you heard before, we are now having a new set of younger generational singers, just as beautiful, just as talented, just as anointed, doing a wonderful work for the Lord. And we're thankful and grateful for what God is doing in our lives. I must say thanks to Mr. Howard Mahoney and his committee for this wonderful gesture, for choosing us, for me, for this great honor. And I must say how much I feel honored and really appreciate it. It's great. We might have a big crowd here tonight, but I've been to many, many awards, and this one is outstanding. Mm. This one is beautiful. Very professional done. Now the talents that are going on here tonight, I know that, hey, something great can happen in Canada. I think you're doing a wonderful job.
just going to get better and better every day.
Amen.
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 Praise God. I must leave this with a young artist who's coming up. I must let you know that God honors sacrifice.
Amen.
If you make sacrifice for God, He's going to honor you.
Amen.
He's honoring me tonight because of many sacrifices we have made. Don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep on doing it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
While you do that, God will bless you.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. That was some powerful words from the founder of the Grace Thrillers, who obviously won the International Lifetime Achievement Award at the Caribbean, the Canadian Caribbean Gospel Music Award. All of the performers for the night all got on stage and did some music for them, Grace Thriller hits. But the ultimate one that everybody sang, and I tell you, the whole entire room got up. We were all dancing and we were all singing. We were scattered everywhere and we just let loose and we had church. We had fun. So I want to play that song for you today by the Grace Thrillers, and it's Tell Me the Story. I love this song.
I
Amen. I just want to say thank you for joining us this evening. We had a wonderful time at the awards. Sunday we're going to be busy again covering another event. We'll get to share some stuff with you and definitely get lots of interviews for you guys to hear. One thing I need you to know, next week, Pastor Jay Rose will not be live on air on Wednesday. We will be live on air next Thursday because of some changes and some things that we have to attend. So join us next Thursday. Now, here's the thing. We've got two things taking place. We have a Right on Point Hot Topic taking place. So we're going to discuss this couple that we've been sending out this question about. And we've got these wonderful people who have been submitting some response. We're going to post it again so we can hear everything from you and your thoughts and opinions. And we're also going to discuss with a small panel group a video, a short film video. We're going to be interviewing the lady who did this movie. Really interesting topic. And the movie itself is called Engaging. So we will discuss it. It's quite unique, and I can't wait to discuss it. So we've got the Right on Point topic, and we also have the discussion. Amen. And we've got so much more taking place. Now, as you know, we at Rouse Ministries are in our 12th anniversary. The publishing division, Rouse Ministries Publishing, is in its second year, and we've just written books galore. We want to make sure you realize we sent out our annual message and our 12th anniversary message. I will go over things next week with you because it looks like we have a short time. But we do have a few more things that are going to be launching and some expansion work and some growth. Amen. So be prepared. Get excited. Lots taking place. We wouldn't be doing any of this without you, and we certainly don't intend on going anywhere without you too. Amen. And more importantly, with God guiding us and us following, we all can't get it wrong. Praise God. But we want to acknowledge, give a shout-out to SMJ Magazine. I'm very honored. I was a feature in one of the three women in radio in their anniversary edition. And the irony is they're in their first anniversary year, and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, in its first year anniversary, 17,000 listeners and growing. And to God be the glory. There's nothing else we can say. Praise God. And so it was so appropriate that the front cover would be the wonderful Tessan Chin, who we just, about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I'm lost track now, also interviewed her and covered her Toronto tour. It's ironic that she would be in the cover of a magazine and they themselves have a feature story about myself, Pastor Jay Rouse, the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, Right on Point Hot Topics, The Discussion, and the ultimate network of all, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. So I'm just deeply moved, and we want to thank them. Check out our pages, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook and the Pastor Jay Rouse Show on Facebook. And also, you want to look up the SMJ Magazine link, and you'll get to read the article. And there's so many other things in there. Definitely want to check it out. Lots going on. People we even know featured in the magazine as well, ironically. But we just had a blast this weekend. We look forward to having more fun this weekend. We had a wonderful time tonight, especially with the awesome, awesome O'Neill Watson. And we look forward to following him and keeping you posted and updated on all his travel, all his shows, and his words. Amen. Powerful man of God. And I just can't begin to explain how wonderful it is to know him and to hear him and experience his music. Just awesome. So he's got some stuff coming out. We'll make sure we connect with you. But before we head out, we definitely want to touch base and let you hear our buddy Jermaine Cowan. He also performed, but we don't have a live performance for him, so what we're going to do, he has a brand new song, so you're hearing it first here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, directly on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show. It is called I Want You. So we're going to play I Want You, and then you be blessed. God's grace be with you and be ever so sufficient. And more importantly, if you got any questions, just always remember that Jesus loves you. So do I. But the best part about it is he loves you more. God bless you. God keep you. And God be with you until we meet again.
On the street, people pass me by without the strength to look in my eyes. Let me see what's on my mind. Everywhere I go, I feel like I don't understand why oh why. Said I need a breakthrough. They can't hold me back no more. They can't hold me down no more. Cause I don't wanna see me, they don't ever have a smile on their face. Lord, I've lived this way too long. I've been childish for too long. Cause I don't deserve it, but you know how bad I want you. They can't hold me back no more. They can't hold me down no more. Cause I don't wanna live like that.
The smile, you do it forever.